This episode of Dean Bakari's Meaningful Show is brought to you by Flashbooks, where you can get best-selling business and self-improvement book summaries that you can read or listen to in under 20 minutes. To learn more and get started for just a buck today, visit www.getflashnotes.com. Welcome to the Meaningful Show podcast, where every single week we work to bring you an inspiring insight, idea, or interview to help you live better, work better, and be better both in life and in business. Brought to you by MeaningfulHQ.com, we've got one very simple goal here on this show, and that is to help you do more of what matters and less of what doesn't. I'm your host, Dean Bakari, and if you're ready, then I'm ready. So let's get into it. If you've ever been frozen by fear, if you've ever avoided doing something that really matters to you because you are afraid of failure, afraid of making mistakes, afraid you're not good enough, capable enough, smart enough, well, then today's episode of the podcast is really going to help you. In fact, it could possibly even transform your life completely. This special episode of the podcast was inspired by a book called The Tools by Barry Michaels and Phil Stutz. And the book is packed with big ideas on becoming a more courageous, creative, and confident person. And I highly recommend that you pick it up. But in this episode, I'm going to share the first few big ideas from the audiobook summary of this book, The Tools, which I narrated. And at the end of this episode, if you want to pick up the full book summary, the full audiobook summary, you can get that at getflashnotes.com/tools or by simply searching for it on your favorite audiobook app, typing in my name plus the title, The Tools, of this book, and it'll pop up, Audible, Apple Books, everywhere. And so that's how you can get the full one if you want, but this episode is dedicated to the first few big ideas of this book, and I'm going to share with you just a straight up sample of the original audiobook summary that I did on this book. More specifically, here's what we're going to cover on that sample, on this sample summary for you. We're going to talk about how to identify what's holding you back from living up to your full potential in life. We're going to talk about how to move beyond your comfort zone. And we're going to talk about my personal favorite, a three-step process to developing unshakable courage. So, you ready to dive in? Let's get into it. This is a Flashbooks audio summary on The Tools, written and published by GetFlashNotes.com, narrated by Dean Bakari, original authors Phil Stutz and Barry Michaels. About the book. The Tools is a book based on a set of practices designed by two therapists, Barry Michaels and Phil Stutz, to offer a way to combat one of the most common complaints they've heard from their patients. What are the specific changes I need to make to help myself heal? What are the actions I need to take to conquer negative behaviors? While traditional therapeutic models focus on the past, this is a different approach. Traditional models encourage you to dig deeper to find the meaning or roots to your deep-seated issues. Tired of this failing notion, the authors encourage their patients, and now the world, to use specific techniques, the tools, to allow them to access their inner power by using the very same problems they struggle with, by approaching those problems head on. With this approach, obstacles become opportunities, and the unconscious is activated in new, unimaginable ways that help us push forward to reach our goals. With these tools, we find the courage to turn pain into positive action. We find the courage to create focus, develop discipline, and embrace and express ourselves fully. The tools in this book provide us with a set of principles to combat anxiety and cultivate confidence. Learning how to use these tools can genuinely transform your life. Now, for years, Phil Stutz and Barry Michaels only shared these tools with an exclusive patient base. Now, with the help of this book and this audio summary, those very same revolutionary techniques are now accessible to anyone, including you. This is your chance to experience true fulfillment, to embrace your full range of potential, and to access the power to create within. The only goal the authors have is to offer you with an opportunity to use these tools to create an exceptional life. If you're willing to do the work, the possibilities are endless. Here's what you'll learn about in this audio summary. We'll talk about the five tools, each paired with a higher power to transform your problems into proper action to move forward in life. We'll discuss a way to step out of your comfort zone and push past pain to reach the endless possibilities that your life has to offer. We'll talk about how to avoid staying trapped in the past and gain the freedom to move on with your life. We'll discuss the ability to step over anxiety and unfreeze yourself to do things that you never thought possible. You'll learn about how to escape your urge to wallow in sadness and to instead feel grateful. We'll talk about how to live in the present moment with forcible willpower and action, and much, much more in this audiobook summary of The Tools. Here's a quick tweetable summary to describe this book in a nutshell. The key to overcoming obstacles in life is to stop focusing on why your problems exist and to use proven principles to face them and embrace them instead. Once you face your problems and take intelligent action to resolve them, your problems get smaller and your self-worth gets stronger. Here's a crucial quote pulled directly from the book before we dive into the big ideas. A tool is much more than an attitude adjustment. If changing your life were only a matter of adjusting your attitude, you wouldn't need this book. Real change requires you to change your behavior, not just your attitude. Ready to dive into the big ideas? Let's get into it with big idea number one. We all have a comfort zone. At the outset of the book, the authors tell us about how painful it can be to confront your comfort zone and how liberating, on the other hand, it can be to step outside of it. They tell us that avoiding pain, well, that wouldn't be a problem if we did it once or twice a year, but for most of us, it's a deeply ingrained habit. We barricade ourselves behind an invisible wall and don't venture out because beyond the wall is pain. For most of us, the comfort zone isn't a physical place. It's a way of life that avoids anything that might be painful. You see, everybody has a comfort zone. Yours may not be as obvious as, say, an agoraphobic, but it does exist. It does for everybody. Have you ever organized your life, for instance, to avoid doing the things that you can't stand doing? Imagine something that you hate doing. Maybe you've got a deadline coming up, and it's a really important work deadline. You're working on this presentation, but you keep on avoiding really getting to it, really getting the work done because you don't want to do it. You know it's important. You know you've got to get it done, but instead you decide to tidy up your desk and organize every little element about your office that you possibly can. You're cleaning, you're organizing, you're tidying things up, but you're not getting down to business, getting down to the work that needs to get done. And this could be for anything. Think about anything that you hate doing. It could be traveling, going to the gym, cleaning, reviewing your finances, meeting new people, making doctor's appointments, going to the doctor, or anything else that you know you need to do, but for whatever reason, don't. It's likely that you've consciously or unconsciously created certain patterns in your life, patterns of behavior that allow you to avoid doing those things that you hate to do. You could think of these patterns of avoidance as a hiding place. And that hiding place represents your comfort zone. It's a familiar place. It's a safe place. It's a place that's free of pain and free of the obligation to do the things you do not want to do. And on top of all that, we don't simply just retreat into the comfort zone and relax. Many of us add fuel to this cozy fire of ours because escaping pain isn't always enough. So we replace that pain with immediate gratification, with pleasure. Our desire for immediate gratification helps us feel good in the moment and avoid the pain of having to do the work or do that thing that we don't want to do. From sex and alcohol to flicking through your Facebook feed, we do what we can to avoid certain painful things and to feel better while we're doing it, i.e. with immediate gratification or instant pleasure. In the feel-good moment, our worries are gone. Who cares what future penalties lie ahead? Let's just binge watch this series on Netflix. Let's just relax for a little bit longer. Let's just stay on social media. Let's keep on chatting. Let's just do other menial activities to avoid having to confront the comfort zone and confront that thing that must be done, that important thing, whatever it is for you. But those penalties, those future penalties that we somehow convince ourselves don't exist, well, they do exist. The bill does come due. The penalties do come. The consequences do eventually come to fruition. They always do. And they can surprise us if we're doing all we can to stay inside our cozy comfort zone. And this eventually brings about the worst pain of all, a wasted life. Here's how the authors put it in the book. This alternate world feels like a soothing, pleasurable, warm bath, as they call it. A warm bath, as if for a moment you've found your way back to the womb. And these warm bath activities, as they call them, just cripple us. They cripple us further. The more you hide in the warm bath, the less willing you become to deal with the cold shower of reality. The comfort zone might seem to keep your life safe, but all it actually does is keep it as small as possible. For example, if you're creative, but you can't handle criticism, you avoid a fulfilling career of sharing your passion, sharing your work with others, bringing them to the masses if you wish. If you're shy and avoid people, you'll miss out on a sense of community and friendship. It limits you in every possible way from moving forward and living a fulfilling life. You see, pain is a part of life for everybody. If you avoid pain, you're avoiding fully living your life. And we fool ourselves into thinking that we're being virtuous and brave by telling ourselves we're too good to be doing that, by choosing not to do certain things on purpose to avoid quote-unquote selling out or quote-unquote giving into the system, by rationalizing to ourselves that we're better off not pursuing that deep desire that we have. But we're limiting ourselves just the same. Because the reality is this. It's the fear that stops us in our tracks. The fear of pain, the fear of stepping out of our comfort zone. Staying in your comfort zone comes with a huge, huge price. Perhaps the greatest price of all. And it's called regret. Are you willing to risk that? If the answer is no, if you're ready to step outside of your comfort zone and put the work in to create, to design the fulfilling life that you deserve, then prepare to learn how as we dig in to each of these tools one by one. Big idea number two. Tool number one, the reversal of desire. Higher force, the force of forward motion. As adults, we work hard to discover our purpose. You can't just imagine a purpose and be content. Your sense of purpose comes from taking action. This action, the force that propels you forward towards your future, towards your fulfillment, is what Phil and Barry, the authors of this book, call the force of forward motion. It's a force more powerful than your desire to avoid pain, like we mentioned earlier. This is the higher force that you will use with the first tool, the reversal of desire. Now, a quick side note on the term higher forces. Each of the five tools that we will be going over in the big ideas of this audiobook summary, each of these five tools comes with what the authors refer to as a higher force. Now, these higher forces are about helping you tap into a part of yourself that's capable of more. So a couple of examples. One might be when a mother has the strength to lift a car when her child is stuck beneath it. Or more practically, maybe, when you manage to figure out a solution to a life-altering challenge or problem that you're facing that you never thought you could figure out, but somehow you stuck with it and you did. You did figure it out. And your solution was magnificent and it charted the path to your success. Now, these are examples of higher forces in action. And the tools were designed to help you unleash and take advantage of these higher forces, which is why each tool has a higher force that accompanies it. You could think of higher forces as being able to tap into your highest potential plus some. It's your highest potential on steroids. Unlike switching on a light or stepping on the gas, higher forces are not subject to outside control. You must change your state of being, not just your way of thinking, but the actions you take to truly be one with the quote-unquote force and use each accompanying tool properly. The force of forward motion is ideal to start with because moving with a sense of purpose is the first step to taking action in your life. To tap into this force, you must relentlessly move forward in your own life. Many of us avoid this. Why? Because it's painful to work on ourselves, to grow, to move forward, to become better versions of ourselves. So we stay in our comfy, cozy comfort zone to hide from that pain. To move forward, you must master your fear of pain. This might seem scary, probably a little unsettling, but here's the thing. You've done this before. Think about it. You started life as a helpless infant, yet in a remarkably short time, you moved from crawling to standing to walking, eventually even running. You did this despite countless painful setbacks. Watch a child learning to walk. No matter how many times she falls, she soon picks herself back up to pursue her goal. Her sense of purpose is incredible. She's tapped into the force of forward motion. And just as you could potentially crash while learning to drive a car or fall when learning to ride a bike, you pushed past those fears to do so and learn anyway, fully aware of the potential danger and pain, you moved forward. To be in forward motion, you've got to face pain and be able to move past it, beyond it, and to grow as a result. The reversal of desire is a tool that helps you do just that. By connecting to the force of forward motion, you become full of energy, full of enthusiasm, full of the desire to keep moving forward. It takes over. and it allows you to feel less intimidated and hopeful about the future. It ignites that passion within you, that fire within you, that hope within you, to be excited about the future, to create a compelling future, and to move towards it. Instead of scurrying back to safety, your comfort zone, when you are met with pain, you can use this tool to combat the urge to run and hide. By reversing the typical human desire to avoid pain, you can move forward with ease. Whether it's putting off a phone call, fear of rejection, or fear of a tedious, difficult task that you've been procrastinating, the reversal of desire can help you. Here is how it works. Your actionable insight for this big idea is this. Number one, imagine something you've been avoiding because it's painful. Think about it. See the pain as a cloud in front of you. And then scream silently at the cloud, "Bring it on." And begin to embrace the idea of forming an intense desire for the pain that comes with this thing that you have been avoiding. Feel free to hit pause and imagine that thing that you have been avoiding, whatever it is. An important phone call, a conversation with someone, a work-related deadline, presentation, activity of some kind. Maybe you want to make a change. Whatever it is, personal or professional, take a moment and think about something that you want to do but have been avoiding because it's painful. And then envision that pain as a cloud in front of you. You got it in your mind? Now, scream silently at that cloud. Bring it on. And begin to embrace the idea of forming an intense desire for that pain. Bring on the pain. Let's go. Bring it on. Begin to want it. Because in wanting that pain and bringing on the desire to take action in spite of that pain, you will be able to come to the edge of your comfort zone and break past it, move beyond it, and take action. That's the first step. Step two, imagine you move into the cloud. And then scream silently again, "I love pain. I love pain. I love pain." And then keep moving forward. Go so deep that you are one with the pain. This might sound fluffy, but not only are these the tools, is this the activity that they recommend in this book for this tool called the reversal of desire, but it works. It's effective. So just try it. Even if you think it's fluffy, hit pause and go through these steps one by one if you need to. But try this exercise. What can you lose? That's step two. Step three. Imagine now that the cloud engulfs you. It engulfs you completely. And then it spits you out and closes behind you. First, it engulfs you completely, covers you completely. You're inside the cloud. And then it spits you right out and closes behind you. Imagine that. And then with conviction, say inwardly, "Pain sets me free. Pain sets me free. Pain sets me free." And as you leave, feel the relief and momentum propelling you forward into a realm of pure light. So, step one, imagine something you've been avoiding because it's painful, and then see the pain as a cloud in front of you. Scream silently at the cloud. Bring it on. Step two, imagine you move into that cloud and scream, "I love pain." And then thirdly, the final step, imagine that the cloud engulfs you completely, covers you completely like a blanket, and then poof, spits you right back out and closes behind you. And then you say, pain sets me free. Here's the major lesson here from this insight. If you move towards pain, the pain shrinks. If you step back, it grows. As you practice this tool, you'll discover that pain is not absolute. Pain is relative to how we react to it. Pain can feel threatening, just like a monster chasing you in a bad dream. But confronting the monster makes it go away. Face the pain to move forward. And another thing, desire is a crucial part of this tool. It allows you to keep moving toward the pain. Now, if you find something painful and you have no desire to actually do it, there's no pressure that's put on you to do that thing that you find painful, well, then you're a heck of a lot less likely to move forward with it. So whether that desire is something that's coming from within or it's an external pressure of some kind that is requiring you to move toward that painful thing you know you got to do, it's important that you have something that is propelling you towards it. So it has to be a real goal, right? Ideally, something that you desire to do. That's how you're really going to get this tool, the reversal of desire, to work. Because having that desire allows you to keep moving toward the pain. Now, it's not the pain that you're truly desiring here. It's the ability to shrink or confront the pain without fear or with courage. That is, feeling the fear and taking action anyway. Much like the nervousness that comes with jumping into a pool of cold water, we can dive in and start swimming, but not without feeling that quick, cold shock to the system. The water feels frigid for a bit, but then your body adapts, doesn't it? And the water becomes tolerable. All of a sudden, water's not so bad. So each time you use the tool, you build up energy and stamina, just like that. And that leads to action. Instead of worrying about your dreaded activity, use the tool, the reversal of desire, and build up the nerve to get it done. We must not see ourselves as victims here. You are the one in charge. Don't waste your energy insisting that this should not be happening in the first place. It shouldn't be happening in the first place. And don't dwell on endless complaints to convince yourself that you don't need to do it or you don't want to do it. It's not that important anyway. You can do it later. No. Use the reversal of desire. Confront the pain. Fall in love with that pain. Embrace it. And it will get smaller. It will shrink when you face it. So don't see yourself as a victim. Don't come up with any excuses. If it's something you know you got to do, do it. Feel it. Face it. Inner strength, that is something that only comes when you move forward in the face of adversity. Face the fear, push past the pain, and move forward. Accepting pain and using this tool takes work. So practice. Practice often. Run this back. Rewind it. Pause it. Try the activity, the actionable insight, and face the fear. Push past the pain. Use this tool. And as you continuously use it, when something bad happens, you'll be able to recover faster and move forward with ease. So the reversal of desire is a tool that allows you to develop courage in many ways, in many arenas of life. It can help us chase our most ambitious goals, our greatest dreams. It can help us expand our social and professional circles, wield authority, overcome phobias, develop skills that require long-term commitment. Learning to desire pain, the pain that comes with these things, can transform your life completely.
Yo, it's Dean. Listen, I hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast. If you found this episode inspiring, or if anything else you've heard on the show has helped you or made an impact on your life in any way, I'd really appreciate it if you showed me a little love with a quick review over on iTunes or on whichever podcast platform you tune into the show on. Every single review helps us reach and inspire more people to live like they give a damn. Listen, if you've got self-help questions of your own that you'd like me to answer live on the podcast, hit me up over at meaningfulhq.com. You can submit them over on the contact page, or you can just shoot your questions directly to me at questions@deanbakari.com. Thanks again so much for subscribing, sharing, and tuning into the show. I've said it before, I'll say it again. It's because of you and tens of thousands of other listeners from around the world tuning in every single week, week after week, day after day, that we are able to continue creating content to help you crush it and make an impact in your life and at work. So thank you for being part of this and continuing to share the podcast with your friends, your family, and anyone else you think it could help. Until next time, this is Dean Bakari telling you to go out there every single day and live like you give a damn.